Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. So this weekend I did some integration into spirituality, and I am absolutely honored to introduce Michelle Phillips. She is the straight talking, Red Rock grounded psychic medium who spent 2 decades yanking people out of their comfort zones and plugging them directly into source. So she's based in Sedona, and she's delivered hard hitting truth and life changing healings on every continent, all while keeping feet bare on the desert floor. So here's the kicker. When cancer knocked on her door, Michelle didn't flinch. She built DNA heart map healing. So what is that? She hacked the blueprint of suffering, flipping the switch on generational trauma, and handed clients a shortcut to the version of themselves that actually feels alive. So people call her an intergalactic shaman. She calls it showing up, dialing into higher dimensions, and getting real results and fast. Are you curious why you're still looping through the same old patterns? Michelle's ready to throw the flag and cut the cord and hand you the mic to your soul. Today, we're going to talk about higher self integration, angel spirit guides as your teachers, and guiding lights in this process. Before I let her have the stage, I want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. And to our fans, listeners, viewers, all of you out there, please do not forget to like and subscribe so we can produce more of this wonderful stuff for you guys. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show again. It's fabulous to be with light consciousness and to be able to share whatever my purpose is here, which is to shift people into the higher consciousness of themselves through clearing old programs and patterns and belief systems and stories and past lives out.
It's like an unlearning, right? It's an unlearning, and I mean, there's so many aspects to it. It's not linear, but once
Oh
you
my
start down the
God.
path, I know for me, it's like I'm just obsessed. Like I just love it, and I want more and more and more and more. It's just this feeling that you get, you feel so clear.
I believe that's your soul that's calling you, really leading you forward. And my experience is like the first beginning parts of our life, we're down here cleaning up karmically, where the creator says this is a lifetime of completion. So there's nothing that we're going through down here that's new. So when I work with people, I do a lot of past life, and it just started coming through me years ago. But when I take them through it and we clear it, clean it out, and then do soul retrieval, bring the aspect of them that was stuck in the other lifetimes, it clears it in this lifetime. And invariably, they always say, "Oh my God, that's what I've been going through in this lifetime." So they were going through
Wow.
this lifetime for the outcome to be different.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. Wow. Tell us more.
So I started doing past life work like many years ago. It was just a gift that started coming through me. So from a very young age, I always knew I lived before, and I've always had a direct connection to the source. So as a child, I mean, like many of us, I've had kind of a challenging childhood, like many of us have had. And again, I believe the reason of that is, I mean, what the creator says is it's a lifetime of completion. So when we were in the spirit world, we raised our hand, I could do that, I could do that, I can do that, because we wanted to clear it all out. So now as we're shifting so many dimensions, we're coming back within ourselves into the highest aspect of ourselves because we've cleared so much out karmically. So I feel like the first part of our life is challenging because we need to clear all those stories and patterns out so that we can move into the higher aspects of ourselves for what's happening on our world right now. So this is the lifetime that we've waited for. I mean, that we've agreed, I'm going to come down at this time because we can shift so much out and really through the ascension come back into the highest consciousness of who we are individually and collectively. So it's a challenging time, but it's an amazing time to be here.
I feel the shift. I feel the shift in the energy when I'm out in the world. 2025 has been a powerful shift. Can you explain what that shift is? What am I feeling? Or are we all feeling something different? But I feel it everywhere. I feel like more people are waking up. More people are becoming apt to want to discover themselves. More people want more out of life than the material world.
Absolutely. I believe it's in our DNA. I mean, I've been doing this work a lot of years and I travel a lot and, different languages. And so what's coming through in America in English, I'd go someplace else and it's coming through other people, with different languages because it's in the DNA. And this is the shift. This is the ascension that we're going through. So we've gone through so much karmic stuff. And again, it's always collective. And now, like you said, there's so many people waking up spiritually, people that I never thought would wake up. It's like, oh my God. Because it's in the DNA, it's being activated. And when that happens, like you said, it's almost like you can't not do it. Like you're hungry, feed me, really wanting more to experience more of who you really are, not all this, what I call karmic stuff, the patterns and agreements. So it's an amazing time to be here.
I had some energy work done and I had this pull to go take care of something that I'd been hiding, putting off for so long. And it was, I relate it to this feeling of needing to leave and do it and then it coming out of my mouth and duct tape wouldn't have even been able to stop it. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And it's coming out, and it's coming out. And I was like, oh, I feel great, like, and there was no emotional reaction to it until later on. It was a shock to my system. But in the moment, I'm like, what is going on? It was like something took over.
The soul is taking over. I mean, you're just stepping into the highest of who you are. And like you said, it's like you can't not do it because your soul connected. Let's go forward now. I need you on the earth plane. So the creator says, spirit says, we can't do this without you, and you can't do it without us. We're all on the same side. And because of the division and the duality and everything that's going on the planet right now, I just feel like we're all kind of being shoved, pushed forward, maybe out of our comfort zone. But when we're out of our comfort zone, like you said, stuff that needs to heal, it's like you just can't hold it back. It just comes up and out. It's incredible.
That's exactly how it felt. So you wanted to talk about the self-integration with angels and spirit guides as your teachers and guiding lights. Can you explain that a little
Yes, I can.
bit?
Fortunately, I've had the connection my whole life. Like I was born conscious of what I want to say God, where as a child, like many we've had went through challenging childhoods. And I always knew that God was my real mommy and daddy. I mean, I used to lay in bed at night and cry, "Mommy, Daddy, let me come home." And Jesus has always been with me, not through a church or religion, but he's just been by my side, guiding me each step of the way, which doesn't mean I didn't go through a lot because I have, but each step of the way, he was holding my hand and guiding me. So we have our whole team that works with us. It's incredible. So again, as we clear out who we're not, then we're able to really start matching and merging, connecting to the light of who we are, connected to them. And they want to connect with us. Again, it's not us down here thinking, "Oh, I wish I could connect to God or spirit." Their intention is to connect to us just as much as our intention is to integrate with them. Because we're going through this major shift in this world, a shift that we've never gone through on this planet before. So we've ascended before, but it's the first time we've ascended and taken the planet with us. So what I was shown through one of the books that came through me, the creator showed me that just as we're cleaning out karmic energy or whatever, so is Mother Earth. So there was a planet called named Meldok, and Meldok was very much like the Earth plane. And that planet had beings from so many different planets and creations, and it came together to move into an enlightened planet. And what happened, the ego started getting in the way and all that, the competition with each other anyway. So then they ended up losing the planet. But before that happened, Mother Earth's soul was brought to planet Earth. And so the Earth the soul of Mother Earth also is clearing out all this karmic energy. So we're doing this together. And because we are each other, as we continue to shift who we're not, Mother Earth also is clearing out who she is not. So, like I said, it's the most profound time that civilization has ever been on the earth plane. It's incredible. And people are waking up like that. And again,
Wow.
for me, I don't know how people can do it without spirit, with what's going on in the world right now. It's really easy to get caught up in the emotions and the division of it. I was working with a woman I don't know recently, and she had so much pain in her body. Oh my God. And I'm looking at her, and I can see her system had matched and merged with all the negativity that's going on in our world. And I said, "Do you watch the news much?" She said, "All the time." And I said, "Well, you're bringing that fear frequency of it into your body and systems." She actually broke her ribs. She just like one painful thing after another, but it's because she's in that dark fear vibration. So anything comes into the etheric body is going to come into the physical body, and it's going to start breaking out, coming out sideways. So we have to really be conscious of what we're matching and merge with, and to stay in the larger picture of it. And it's so easy to get caught up in what's going down, here, because it's just constantly, constantly, constantly being projected to us. And that's the intention of it. So I don't watch the news much, but on my phone, every time I turned it on, it would come on, come on, come on. And then I found myself like wanting to look at it. What is going on? And finally, I asked a friend, please take the news off my phone because it starts drawing you into it. And I was starting to feel kind of depressed. And I thought, okay, it's because I'm vibrating in this lower frequency, fear frequency.
Yeah, what we surround ourselves with, our environment plays a huge role in our ability to be vibrant and shine and connect.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we're
Yeah,
really
so
being asked now,
what's
like,
that?
which way do you want to go?
Yeah,
And
really.
absolutely. And what I have found is we really start waking up spiritually. We will see these two roads, I'm going to say, and I'm calling the roads emotions. So you'll have one of the past and you'll have the higher consciousness road. They'll both come to you, like God the Creator is bringing it to you. Which way are you going to go here? Like, are you going to go back to the illusion, or are you going to move into the highest consciousness of who you really are here? But it's interesting because years ago when I was going through it, they always brought that to me. So then I could choose, okay, I'm going to take this road. And every time you do, you move into a higher vibration of yourself. Your cells start opening up into the higher. Like, are you
That
sure
makes
you really
sense.
want this? And I work with other people and they say, oh my God, I had the past come up and then the future. So we don't know where we're going in the future, but we know it's a hell of a lot better than the past, So
Yeah, you got to trust. You really just have to have humility and surrender and trust.
Absolutely. And as you stay connected to spirit, you will have. Absolutely.
So tell us more about that. How do you connect with the angels and the spirit guides? And when you say connect to spirit for help, what does that mean?
The way it comes through me is, like I said, I've always had the connection. So because of that, it was kind of hard to. So in sessions or workshops, it's really easy to connect people to the higher consciousness of who they are. And what I want to call mother, father, God, creator, your real parents, not your karmic parents down here. And as we do that, then it lifts you out of the karmic stuff, what I call karmic, the patterns, agreements, and into the higher essence of yourself. So many ago, I was guided to start opening people's pineal gland that's in the center of the brain. So the pineal gland is absolutely your DNA connection to the source, or whatever you want to call God to be. So when I started doing this, I was in a small group, and my man Jesus, he's taught me my work, was guiding me. So I was going to each person individually, and it was amazing. I could absolutely see the gland open up and the beautiful colors of the DNA. And it was interesting to watch different people's different, I mean, DNA. Some of them were like wide open, yes, take me, and others were for whatever's going on in their life or past. It's like I had to really talk to the DNA. Sweetheart, you're safe. We're with you. Look at all the light around you. And then open it up to go into spirit. So, depending on our past or what's going on within us, is sometimes like if people like a past life, maybe they've done some pretty horrific things or hated God or, whatever the story is. So now they're back in this lifetime for the outcome to be different. And they still have some issues like fear and mistrust of God supporting them or fear of maybe they're doing something wrong, they're going to be judged or whatever. So then in opening the pineal gland, they're still carrying that emotional fear. So the work that comes for me is all emotions. I mean, going into the emotions and clearing out what's holding people back. So then what we do is go through the root, up through the core, out the pineal gland, into open people's pineal gland. So then they're into what the creator's calling now beyond the beyond, where there is no story. And if we've agreed to go through these patterns, we can agree to release them. So you just go through the agreement of releasing, and then you feel your system open up, and it's much easier to make the connection then.
Wow. So what do you use spirit and angels and your teachers for? Like, they just come in and guide you. Can you explain that to the audience?
Absolutely. So each step of the way, whatever we're going through down here, we get caught up in emotions, ancestral stuff. So, like, if we're not quite clear, where do I go? What do I do? You can feel, even if you don't have the communication with them like I have, you will feel them with you and you will have a sense of safety. And when you have a sense of safety with them, then you can start really trusting what your body is telling you instead of your mind or your ego. So, like I said, I've been fortunate because for me, with Jesus, my main man, and I call him Jesus because as a little girl, he was always with me, and people say Jeshua or whatever, and he is, but to me, he's still my Jesus, So, and as a teenager, as soon as I would pray, it was like I'd go to sleep. It was kind of like my sleeping pill or whatever, So I've been fortunate because he has guided me step by step. Go here, do this, the next step. So when I was like in my 30s, I went through a dark night of soul. And I think most of us on the earth plane have gone through a few of them. So I lost
I can
everything.
relate.
Yeah, absolutely. So I lost absolutely everything that I thought I was, and so he guided me to, I was in a breakdown. I mean, it was a breakthrough at the time. I thought it was a breakdown. I could hardly function. And I was actually seeing a therapist every day, making a commitment not to kill myself. And I couldn't because I had a 6-year-old child, So Jesus said to me, go to this holistic health college. I think I was 30 then. I didn't even know what holistic health meant at the time, He said, go enroll. I said, I don't have any money. He said, enroll. So I went and enrolled begrudgingly, And I had divorced my mother, I don't know, the year before. I said, anyone that I can, can I allow to affect me the way I can allow you, I can't have in my life now. So then when I enrolled in the college, my brother told my mom, she called me and offered to pay my way. So it's amazing. Yeah. So from there, I started doing massage. I thought, I don't want to do massage with people, but I could see inside their bodies. I could see inside the lower chakras, the root, the second chakra, the root. And what I experience is the second chakra is where all the karmic cords are. And that karmic energy runs through your whole body and system. And when I could see inside their womb, I could see the relationship, what it was like with their mother, the father, what it was like when they were in the womb, what it was like before they came down here, where they started picking up their belief systems and patterns. And then I just started taking people into past lives. So when you are listening to guidance each step of the way, your life's going to open up on levels that you could not imagine. So 4 years after that breakthrough, I was back in Hawaii. I'd lived in Hawaii, one of the top healers there. So even if they don't have the one-on-one communication like I have, the more you open up, you move into the knowingness. You just feel, you know, the next step. You know, okay, I'm supposed to go here, I'm supposed to do this. And maybe you think you're going there for one reason. And when you get there, you're supposed to, they're guiding you there to meet someone else. It's going to open the
Right.
door for you on some level. So it's really moving out of your way all of these frozen emotions and karmic stuff so that you can really allow yourself to be guided by God and spirit.
Can you ask them for protection? I know some people who say they ask their angels for
Absolutely.
protection.
Absolutely. So when I was in the Holistic Health College and going through so much, I mean, Archangel Michael came to me, of course, and he just wrapped layers of blue around me and he was showing me how to do this protection so I wasn't picking up other people's energies. And then someone, friend, came over and she was sitting across a table from me and going through a lot and she's talking and I'm just watching because her energy would come up to kind of my bubble of protection and it would move off of it. It couldn't come
Wow.
into me. So the creator is saying, as we're moving into a new lifetime now without physically leaving the body, of course, Archangel Michael, our protector, but the thymus is a new chakra, and that thymus is aqua and turquoise, which is
Wow.
all Archangel Michael's energy, you know, his whole team. So bring Archangel Michael to you, ask the masters and angels, your whole team to be with you. So many of us are really high beings and we don't know it. You know, we've
Yeah.
agreed to lower our vibration, come down here to clear out the karmic energy because we, as we do it for ourselves, we're doing it for everyone because we absolutely are each other. But then as we start moving out of, you know, the lower chakra karmic energy, and we start moving into the higher aspects of ourself, then again, it's really easy for spirit to continue to guide us back into the higher aspects of our purpose here, which is amazing. We all have a higher purpose.
Yeah, we just don't know it. You know, we get so stuck in
Yes,
these, like you
yeah.
said, these patterns that aren't
Yeah,
us,
they
you
are.
know?
Yeah. I
So
mean,
what do
never
you
ever in,
see?
I'm sorry,
Sorry, go
what?
ahead.
I
I was
said,
gonna ask you
never.
what you see. We're doing it again. What you see with clients, like you must see them transform and their whole lives change. When
Oh
that
my
channel
God.
opens up, they're a different person.
Absolutely. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. I always say, I mean, I have Kleenex. If people come into a session with me and they don't need Kleenex, it wasn't a good session, you know. Because
Yeah.
people's emotions come up. I mean, it's such a great healing to let it go. And then you get to connect to the higher essence of who you really are, which is profound. So, in the work that comes through me, spirit always brings, you know, after we go through the clearing and the emotions of it, bring mother, father, God, creator, which is our real mother and father, our spiritual parents, and then our whole team that works with us. And it's interesting because our whole team, look at all the masters, all the different colors that they have, and every color is a sound. So as you start connecting with your higher team, comes into you, and the tone comes in, it also starts healing your body and system. Then they always bring our inner children to us because we can't go where we're going until we heal our childhood. Because all of our patterns and everything that we are clearing or moving through right now, we picked up from our parents and ancestors. So we're the souls that agreed in this lifetime, you know, that there are parents that give us these patterns so that we can clear them out. And as we do, we clear it out for generations forwards and backwards. And I mean, I've heard this a lot, but in working with others, I really experience it. It's amazing.
How do we do our inner child work to heal our inner child?
You just start bringing that child to you. So if you could imagine, we do a little girl and a little boy, because a little girl is our knowing, our creative, our spiritual, our intuitive. The little boy is the intellect, the ego, the will, the part goes forward in life. And many times they don't even know that the other one exists. So as we're
Yeah.
talking, just imagine spirit with you. There's so much light around you right now. Whew. And just get a sense of your heart and higher self connecting to theirs. Whew. Can you feel this? It's
Yeah.
amazing. Oh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Okay, now we're just going to go through your root, and you can all do this. Whoever's watching, we're going to go through your root up the top of your head, your pineal gland. We're just opening it up, pulling it open. And just moving it up into beyond the beyond. Great. And just say, Mother, Father, God, Creator. Just repeat after me, Mother, Father, God,
Mother,
Creator.
Father, God, Creator.
The I am of all that is.
The I am that all it
All
is.
that is. I now set the intention
I now set the intention
and command
and command
that I am safe
that I am safe
to release and clear
to release and clear
karmic agreements and contracts.
karmic agreements and contracts.
And merge back into the highest consciousness
And merge back into the highest consciousness
of our one heart of love.
for one heart of love.
So just ask your inner mother, your spiritual mother, the Holy Mother, Christ Mother, I Am Mother, whatever you want to call her, just ask for her to be with you now.
Wow.
Can you feel her energy with you?
I can feel a ton of energy right now. It almost feels like I'm like magnetic, tingly. When
Fabulous.
you're pulling that up, I could feel the magnetic like pull up. My whole surrounding, my
Right.
face is tingling right now.
Fabulous. That's your DNA. Those are your cells that are being activated in the highest consciousness of yourself.
Wow.
Ask her if she has a message for you.
Do you have a message for me?
Many times you will have a message come through your mind, and other times just the feeling will be your message.
It's a very strong feeling. My whole body's tingling right now. Like I'm
Okay,
almost
great.
shaking, like
Yeah,
in a
it's your
sense.
cells waking up. Okay, now ask for your inner father to be with you,
Okay.
your holy father, your real father, your spiritual father.
Okay, can my spiritual father be with me? Okay, I'm seeing like some bright light stuff happening right now.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So just get a sense of their energy together in your whole body and system. And now they're expanding and they're blending into the balance of the male and female in your whole body.
Wow.
And this energy is moving through your root, the bottom of your feet, and into the heart and soul of Mother, Father, Earth. And they're just putting their hands on the bottom of your feet, grounding you to the earth with them. And the Creator said, when we went through the 2012 doorway, Mother Earth came back together with her partner, that they're calling Father Earth. He's not a physical planet, he's an etheric planet. And just like we have the male and female, so does Mother Earth. So he's supporting her. So they just have their hands on the bottom of your feet. And grounding this energy through you to the earth.
I feel like I'm stuck to the ground right now.
Great. Because you want this higher energy to ground you. You don't want to be left up here. Okay, now, and any of you that are watching can do this. It's easy. My son that works in the spirit world with me is here, and he always says easy peasy. So he's saying easy peasy here. Okay. So I want,
It was.
yeah, I want you to get a sense of my team, Jesus. I mean, the Christ consciousness is my team. So I want you to get a sense, Jesus, Yeshua, and yeah, Magdalene is here. Okay. And they are giving to you this beautiful little girl and boy. And just bring them into your heart. And these are your inner children. And the energy from source is coming down through you into the heart of the little girl and boy as the infinity energy runs through their hearts. Take a deep breath. And how are they feeling with you?
My heart feels, I can feel my heart right now. I can feel my heart.
Beautiful. And just say to them, I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Thank you for everything that you have gone through
Thank you for everything that you've gone through.
to bring us to this place of our soul's awakening.
To bring us to this place of our soul's awakening.
I could not have done it without you.
I could not have done it without you.
You are amazing.
You are amazing.
Incredible.
Wow.
We're not quite done. Just say
Okay.
we're with our real parents now.
We're with our real parents now.
Mother, Father, God, Creator.
Mother, Father, God, Creator.
Just say to them, you are amazing.
You are amazing.
Incredible.
Absolutely incredible.
You can do anything you want to do.
You can do anything you want to do.
And we are all here with you now.
We are all here with you now.
And how do they feel with you?
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're happy to be with you.
Absolutely
Elated.
beautiful.
Yeah. So the way you heal yourself, I mean, continue to, you're certainly on the road, it's beautiful, is bring your, oh, first bring your higher self to you now. Ask your higher self to be with you.
Just say, ask my higher self, higher
Higher
self,
self,
will you
please
please
be
be
here
with
with me
me?
now.
Will
Yeah.
you be here now?
Can you feel this energy with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay. So it's important to start your day like this. Bring your higher self to you, mother, father, creator, whatever you want to call God to be. I mean, God doesn't care as long as you call. You know,
Yeah.
for me, it's the Christ, you know, Mother, Father, God, Creator. So you want to call, ask your higher self to be with you, ask Mother, Father, God, Creator, and your little girl and little boy. Talk to your little girl and boy. Validate, validate, validate. Give them everything you needed and didn't get. And when they start feeling loved and safe and secure, you, the adult, will. No one can reparent your children but you. It's your agreement in this lifetime. Great.
Right.
Beautiful. So, how's your body feeling now?
I feel amazing.
Great. So, that's the way we do it.
Yeah,
And
my
it's
head, like the
easy.
cranium right here is like numb almost. My cheeks feel like I've been smiling for 10 hours straight.
Beautiful.
My heart almost hurts, but in a really good way. And I feel so grounded.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we want to do one more thing. So the creator says, you know, we're always matching and merging with our environment. So this is one of the books that the creator brought through me, showing us that this is the collective DNA system, our etheric body. And this is what's always matching and merging with our environment. So if we are watching lower vibrational energy or movies or whatever, there's so much out there to distract us now. And our system, if we don't clear it out, is going to match and merge with it. And anything that's in this system is going to come into your physical body. And it will start closing the body down. People end up with sickness, disease, whatever from it. So, as I'm speaking to you and anyone that's watching, just get a sense or imagine the whole team with us. My team, your team, they're all here. And they're just going into your etheric body. And they're just going to start pulling all these old cords out, contracts, agreements, and they're going very deep inside now. Like old karmic cords, as they're going into your etheric body, they're going into your spine, your nervous system, they're going in between your bodies, and they're pulling these old codes and contracts out that no longer serve us. They're just opening this energy up, pulling it out, clearing it out. Again, out of the spine, the nervous system, the sacrum, they're going to all compartments of the brain, just clearing all this old karmic energy up and out. And they're going into your ancestral DNA. The programs or patterns that our souls agreed we're going to take on and play out in this lifetime until we get to the place where we're going to clear them. And again, as we clear them for us, we do it for generations forwards and backwards. So they're just clearing these codes out of your bodies. They're going into all your chakras, front and back, same thing, opening them up and just clearing, pulling this old energy out that we have taken on, have been playing out that is not ours. So again, they're going into all of our chakras through the spine, the nervous system. And my son, Frank, who's in the spirit world, he works with me very much now. And he, with the team, they're just going to go into your heart because I've been shown that heart has a map of every agreement we've ever gone through. So as they're going into your heart, they're just slowly opening it up. Great. And when I'm working with people and they open it up, I can definitely experience all the emotions that are holding people back, beginning from this lifetime, other lifetimes. So they just open it up and start pulling the stories out of the map. As they pull it out of the map, they're clearing it out of the spine, the nervous system begin in between the bodies, clearing so much, going further in. And as they go further in, they're just pulling it out, clearing it out. They're going into the center of the soul and the Akashic records. Great. And as they're going into the records, and this is when we go into other lifetimes here and we start clearing them out. So as they're going into the records, they're just pulling out any of these old lifetimes now. And again, in person, we really go into the lifetimes and clear them out, open them up, and do soul retrieval. So they're going further in, just pulling this old energy up and out. Again, out of your spine, your nervous system, in between your bodies, your
My whole
cells.
body was like gyrated, like it was like electricity.
Yeah, out of your cells, your tissues, your organs, your DNA. Great. So this is just a quickie, but now we're going through the pineal gland again, up into beyond the beyond where there's no story. And we're just bringing that energy down through you, the core of it, through your root, the bottom of your feet. Great. And now this orb of light is coming down around you. And just get a sense of it. Imagine yourself standing in this orb of light. And this orb of light is your new lifetime vibration on the earth without physically leaving your body. Great. And in this orb of light are new codes, the higher codes. And
Beautiful.
they're just downloading those into you now, activating the higher purpose, your higher conscious on the earth. Great. And now my son Frank is putting a crystal ball in the center of your heart. And this crystal ball is from the new world, the new earth, beyond the beyond. So the love in your heart now is opening up to who you already are and what we call future. And we're just bringing it back into you now as your heart is opening up and your whole body's filling with your own self-love. Great. And now Archangel Michael and the team, they're just wrapping layers of blue around you. So many layers. Boom, boom, boom. And they're sending the aqua turquoise through your heart, through your thymus, the new lifetime chakra, and your whole body is filling up with this aqua turquoise. And now the Christ energy, the golden light, and the I am violet flame. Great. And again, just get a sense of imagine your whole master team with you. All the masters and angels are with you, and your heart and higher self is connecting to theirs.
I
Do
can
they?
feel that this room feels, I don't feel like I'm alone. Like I feel
You're
so
not.
secure in
Yeah,
this
great.
chair, like so
Good.
secure.
Great. Do they see you or feel you as one of them? As your heart and higher self is connecting to theirs,
I mean, I
absolutely
feel like we're
there.
all the same.
You are, yeah, frequency, great. And their energies, because they all have
Just
beautiful
crazy.
colors, yeah, their colors are just coming into your whole body, filling you up. And every color has a sound, so it's just starting to heal your whole system where you're out of balance, right?
Right.
Beautiful. And that's how we do it, the short version.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in person, I imagine it would take a lot longer. And I mean, I do a lot of work. I felt myself getting emotional, but I kind of stopped it a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was overwhelming in the best way. That was powerful.
Beautiful. Yeah. So in sessions, I mean, I with spirit, we just read the body, the feelings, emotions, where you're stuck and. Yeah, it's a lot deeper, but this is just kind of a quickie, yeah, to show. What was your question?
Wow. No, I
Yeah.
don't think I have a question. I just, so now what? Now what do you tell someone after this is done?
You stay connected every day. You start your day like that. Again, higher self, mother, father, creator, little girl, little boy, your whole team, just like you're feeling them with you. So the more you connect with them, the more you're going to feel them with you. They'll start communicating with you. And if you don't get the verbal, at least you will feel, like I said, the
Mm.
knowingness. You'll feel, okay, I need to go here. Spirit's telling me to go here. You just know the next step or what to go, where to go. So as you clear out who you're not, you just move in with spirit, or they
Right.
move in with you.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there, but they're all with me right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Wow, what amazing work. What amazing work.
Thank you. I am
Yeah.
blessed. I am so grateful to be
Do you
able to
remember the
do what I
first
do.
time you realized someone was there with you, guiding you? Do you remember the first time? What was that like?
Well, I've always had it, from a
Okay.
child. Yeah. So the creator's always been with me, and Jesus. Yeah. So I've always had spirit with me, angels. Yeah. And then my son, that left this world, I think 8 years ago, and he immediately made contact with me. So he works with me now, part of the team, which is
Wow.
really powerful. Yeah.
So how do people get a hold of you? Where can they find you?
They can contact me through my website, soulsawakening.com.
Okay,
And
perfect.
through there, they can find any other links on how to contact me. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, I'm just blown away by all of this work and how amazing it is and what a gift you have. And I
Thank you.
truly feel unreal right now. So to our listeners and fans, that was not planned. That was literally spur of the moment. We did not plan that. What an amazing experience. What would you like to leave the audience with today?
Just to know that they are spirit, that just as much as they want out of whatever they're going through, God's spirit wants them out of it also. And just the process that we took you through, it's easy, but you have to be willing to go into your emotions. And like you
Yeah.
said, you could feel them, and I didn't take you into it. I could feel them in you also, or some of the places you're stuck, but that's not what we want to do now. To really know that they are not alone, that each step of the way they're being guided and protected. They have a whole team with them. And just the process I took you through, if they go through this, they're going to start connecting to their team. And what is most important is to stay connected to the inner children. Because I have not met one person that has not had childhood issues. I mean, if I met people, how was your childhood? Oh, it was fabulous, fantastic. And when I
Yeah,
start
right.
looking at them, well, what was the relationship like with your father? Well, he worked a lot and he wasn't here. And I
Yeah.
mean, so So we've agreed to come down to clear it out. So really stay connected to your inner little girl and boy. If nothing else you get from this, connect to them and validate, validate, validate. And again, as they start feeling loved and safe and secure, you, the adult, will.
Gosh,
And
thank you
know
so
that.
much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Yeah. It's so interesting because I get so nervous doing podcasts. You know, once I start talking, I'm okay, but I'm so low tech. So the technical stuff is a little challenging for me. It's like speaking an alien language to me because I'm
I
so
know, I was
right
going to say,
brain,
like,
you
that's
know.
so ironic because you're so tuned in.
I'm tuned in spiritually, but I'm not tuned into this stuff. Yeah.
Well, you and I can relate. You and I can relate. I know the simple tools.
Yeah. So I had someone come over this morning, make sure I was set up for it. So, and then I have a
Beautiful.
friend here that I said, please come sit. And she's a beautiful light. So she's holding the light for me here. Yeah. So thank you
Nice,
so
nice.
much. Yeah. And for those that are watching, if they are interested in a session, I travel a lot. I will be in Sweden in October, November. I'm doing workshops there, processes. They will can receive 25% off if they mention this podcast.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And Stacy's podcast. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again for being here. That was amazing. So
Thank you for
amazing.
having me. Yeah. You are beautiful. I'm excited for you and your purpose and where you're going here. You're just kind of like your foot's just in the water right now. You're just starting to open up and take off. But man,
That's
once you stay
bizarre. I
connected to God's
just felt that.
spirit, yeah, spirit's going to guide you each step of the way. So just like you were saying, how much you want it, like it's, you know, your whole purpose, it's theirs also to assist you to get wherever that is, which is beautiful. You're not alone.
That's crazy because I literally visualized this morning myself wading in a pool, dipping my toes in this stuff, and that's what I visualized when I was connecting this morning. Yeah, amazing, amazing.
Yeah,
You guys
great.
got to contact her. That is Michelle Williams.
Michelle
She has
Phillips.
a podcast, or Michelle Phillips.
Phillips,
I'm
yeah.
so sorry. She has a
That's great.
podcast on her channel. And as you can see, she's just amazing. So, Michelle Phillips, her website will be in the show notes for you guys to connect to. And you can check out all of her services and mention the advisor with Stacey Shalemi, and you'll get 25% off her services. Until
Right.
next time, my name is Lisa Urbanski with the advisor. You just heard from Michelle Phillips, and I feel amazing. Bye for
Great.
now,
You
everyone.
are amazing.